changed. Temptation hasn't changed. Hardships, trials, suffering, difficulty, attacks, none of that's changed. It's just a different day in which it is going on.
Welcome to the Monday edition of In Touch, featuring the Bible teaching ministry of Charles Stanley. In 1969, the U.S. space program successfully built and fired a rocket that landed the first man on the moon. It took tremendous power to finally break free of the Earth's gravitational pull and launch that craft into space. To be successful in their mission, the NASA scientists had to find a way to overcome the confining force of gravity. Well, the believer's life is often like that first Apollo mission. Many times we are confined by our circumstances and unable to break free and be launched into the life of freedom and joy. But what we don't realize is that all the power we need to overcome our barriers is available to us through the person of Jesus Christ. He is the source of our strength. Learn to draw upon the Lord's inexhaustible power as Charles Stanley teaches us how to move beyond ourselves today on In Touch.
It is in the love and the wisdom of God that He has chosen not to tell us many things in life. One of those aspects of life He does not reveal. Those things that are going to take place in the future of our life that are difficult, trials, hardships, tribulations, persecution, whatever it might be, He has chosen not to tell us ahead of time about these things. Now, once in a while, He may give us some signal in our life about something that is going to take place. But most of the time, He doesn't. This is why it is so very important that you and I are continually growing in our Christian life so that whenever these things take place in our life, we'll be ready for them. There are some people who face difficulty and hardship, and the end result is they lose their faith. They become angry, hostile, sometimes angry toward God, begin to be cynical about life, grow old, isolate themselves, and die in a cynical attitude. On the other hand, here's someone else who can go through the same circumstance in life and hear the end results. They are richer in their understanding of the ways of God. They are stronger in their faith in the power of God. And they're overwhelmed in their heart by the love of God. Now, what is the difference in the way these two people respond? Here's the difference. One of them knows the source of their strength, and the other one does not. And that is the title of this message today, The Source of Our Strength. And I want you to turn to a passage of Scripture written by a man who understood so very, very well what it meant to be pushed to the limits of his strength and how to go beyond our human limits and endure and survive and triumph over the most difficult circumstances in life. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, He on whom we've set our hope, and He will yet deliver us. You also joining in helping us through your prayers, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed upon us through the prayers of many. Now the Apostle Paul wasn't a man who was a stranger to difficulty, hardship, and trial, but a man who was very, very aware, knowledgeable, and knew not only what it felt like, but who learned how to respond to the most difficult and trying of circumstances. So I simply want to begin by saying that there are circumstances in life that require strength beyond what we have humanly. There are those circumstances in life that require strength beyond what you and I have humanly. Now, let's look at the Apostle Paul for a moment. He says, if you'll notice in verse 8, he says, brethren, of our affliction, which means a crushing pressure. This wasn't a bad cold of the flu or somebody hurt his feelings. He was in a situation where he was feeling crushed by the pressure of this circumstance. He says, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively. Burdened excessively means he was weighed down beyond his capacity, he thought. It was used in terms of a slow sinking ship, a ship that was gradually sinking. He said, that's what I felt. We were so burdened excessively, we were just sinking under it. He says, beyond our strength. That is, when he examined his own limitations and looked to see what was happening to him, he said, this is going beyond my endurance, beyond my strength. He says, beyond our strength, to the fact that he says we even despaired of life. And what he's saying there is this. From the looks of things, where he was at the moment, the sentence of death had already been passed upon him. He was expecting to die in this particular situation. Here is a man who experienced every single facet of difficulty, trial, and hardship that you and I could possibly think of or experience ourselves. So we're not talking about a man who relaxed on the beach in the Mediterranean and just prayed and talked to God. Here was a man out there who was carrying out the work that God had called him to do, but he was in a constant season of conflict. Now, I say all that to say this, that sometimes when we pick up the word, we say, well, but you know, that was 2,000 years ago and things have changed. Let me tell you what has not changed. Sin hadn't changed. The devil hasn't changed. Temptation hasn't changed. Hardships, trials, suffering, difficulty, attacks, none of that's changed. It's just a different day in which it is going on. And so the Apostle Paul knew what he was speaking of here. And all of us face those circumstances in which we feel we are pushed to the limits. And we have to go beyond our human energy and strength. Whether it is intellectual, moral, spiritual, physical, emotional, whatever it might be. So as you think about it in your own life, let's look at it this way. You may be one of those persons who says, you know, I have been so wrong. And so wronged by the same person for so long, I don't have the strength. I don't have the power to keep on forgiving someone who keeps on wronging me. Or you may be in the kind of environment or atmosphere in which the temptation is so strong, so prevailing, so overwhelming, you just think, I just don't have the strength to endure this. Or you may be facing some circumstance that just demands endurance. There seems to be no way out, and you don't have any way of escape. And that's what Paul said in this passage when he talked about being burdened down, even to despair. There seems to be no way out. You say, I don't seem to have the strength to just keep on enduring these kind of things, this sense of rejection and the anger or the hostility that you feel towards someone or towards some group of people. You say, I just don't have the strength to do it. Well, I think all of us can understand that there are times when we face those kind of situations. But what we have to ask is this. Would God allow us or place us in a situation in which we absolutely cannot endure? And I'm not saying that a person should stay in every single solitary situation, especially if a person is being physically abused to the point of danger and the destruction of their life. That's something entirely different. But the difficulties and hardships and people's criticism or the contention, the things that go on, should we just check out and run and leave because we don't have the strength to do it? Or is there a solution? Is there an answer? The Apostle Paul could have said, hey, God, you called me to preach. You struck me down on the Damascus Road. You gave me an absolutely unquestionable call to preach the gospel of the Gentiles. And now look, everywhere I go, the Judaizers are there. When I get there to persecute me, if I beat them there, they are soon thereafter. Everywhere I turn, there is conflict. There is war going on. I'm in constant danger continually. God, if you want me to preach the gospel either, you correct this mess or I'm checking out. Lord, what about lifting the load? What about just giving me a break, will you? Have you ever told God that? Give me a break. I mean, just lift the pressure. Do something. Is there a strength genuinely, practically available, or is this just some religious talk? Is this just something that God's promised but isn't practical? If it isn't real, then we shouldn't be talking about it. And so the Apostle Paul, in this passage, gives us the solution. He says, I was pushed not just to my limit, but beyond my limit. He said, I had nothing left, in absolute total despairing, knowing that death was imminent. Now, there are many people who live in those circumstances every day. And how do they survive? God's people, how do they survive? Well, when you look at this passage of Scripture, you have to also conclude this. And that is that the strength required to enable us to endure those circumstances beyond our human power and strength is available in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, I know that may be a simplified statement, that the power, the energy required to enable us to face these things triumphantly and victoriously is to be found in Christ. But it is. It is to be found in Him. And the Apostle Paul understood that. He understood that well. That's why he says in this passage here, he says, "Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead." Now listen carefully. Here is a basic foundational principle for teaching us how to walk in the most difficult, trying circumstance of life. And even though there may be dips and moments of discouragement or periods of wondering, "God, where are you?" there is a solution. There is a way. It is God's way. It is the best way. And it is the only way to survive and endure triumphantly, victoriously, without losing our peace and losing our joy. And the Apostle Paul tells us what it is. He understood it. Now, did he understand it at first? I don't think he did. I think he had to learn it just the way you and I have to learn it. Only we have a tremendous example in the Apostle Paul to go before us to explain it to us and to demonstrate it in his life. But how do we face those things on our job and in our home and in our relationships with people that seemingly are beyond our control? Well, I want you to notice, first of all, when he says beyond our strength, and he talks about the strength of God, what is this strength that he's speaking of when he talked about, when Paul said, "Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might"? What kind of strength is this? Well, there is a certain amount of human strength, morally, physically, emotionally. There's a certain amount of strength that people have. Then there is a strength beyond that which is human. That is, human nature only goes so far. But there is a supernatural, divine energy that expresses itself intellectually, morally, physically, spiritually in the life of the believer. And it expresses itself at the point and the moment in time that it is needed. That is, the expression of that divine supernatural strength is an expression of strength that makes it possible for us to meet and to face and to overcome and to be triumphant and victorious in what we are facing at that moment. It doesn't make any difference what it is. And that is the strength that the Apostle Paul experienced over and over and over again. It is the strength that is available to every single child of God. And so when Paul said here that he discovered in this process, when the very sentence of death was upon him, that he was delivered by it. And he says he was delivered by the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, one of the challenges we have as Christians is being able to take an incident 2,000 years old and what we can't put our finger on and apply it in our life today. But here is a very basic, profound, absolutely essential principle to life if we're going to face those things that we can't handle ourselves. And the Apostle Paul knew what it was. Here's what he's saying. He says, the source of our strength is in the person of Jesus Christ. What did he mean by that? Simply this. That when you and I received by faith the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Bible says that Jesus Christ came to live on the inside of us in our spirit, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside every single believer. And what is He doing? Living out through us the life of Christ. Now, who Jesus Christ was is who He is today, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He did in those days, He's doing today. And the same power and strength that prevailed in His life in those days still prevails in Him today, and He's living on the inside of us. So that, listen, all the strength and all the power to endure, survive, and keep our joy and keep our peace is not only available to us today, it is already abiding in us in the very presence of Jesus Christ. You see, God doesn't have to send down from heaven something to enable me to face anything. It is already my possession and your possession. Now, He was very, very intent in His disciples understanding that He never intended to leave them alone. He understood their weaknesses and their frailties. He said, one of you is going to betray me. And he said to Peter, Peter, you're going to deny me. He says, Lord, I'm not. Yes, you are. You're going to deny me. And of course he did. He said, all of you are going to run from me and flee from me. You're going to leave me. He says, but I'm not going to leave you, John 14. He says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. He says, but what I'm going to do, knowing that I'm leaving you, he says, I'm going to send one just like me, the Holy Spirit. He's going to be in you, with you, and upon you. And he says, I'll not leave you as orphans. I'll come to you. In that day, he says, you shall know that I'm in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Now listen, 14, 15, 16 chapters of John refer to him almost constantly. Three of the most precious chapters in the Bible. What was he doing to those disciples? Encouraging them of his presence and of his power in their life after he was gone. He was going to be crucified the next day. He was going to ascend to the Father. And humanly speaking, they would not see him anymore. But he wanted them to know, I'm not going to leave you. I know that you're weak. I know that you're frail. I know that you're going to face circumstances and situations beyond your human capacity. You will not be able to survive them victoriously unless there is a supernatural power abiding in you, and that is going to come through my life, which will come through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So God has indwelt in every single believer enough strength and enough power that you and I can face every single circumstance of life, no matter what it is. Now listen to what Paul said. He said in Ephesians chapter 1, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said, be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Apostle Paul made a statement that all of us have quoted many times. He said, here's what I've learned. He said, by this principle that I want to show you, he said, I've learned that I can do all things. Listen to that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He didn't say I can do anything and all things and everything. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Did Paul always know that? No. You know how Paul learned that lesson? He learned it the same way you and I have to learn it. And the way we learn that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us is to get thrown into those impossible situations where we feel the crushing pressure and totally incapacitated to change our circumstances and learn. Learn the lesson that when our limits have been exhausted, we can go beyond our limits because of a strength and supernatural divine power given to and available to every single believer. We learn it by getting thrown into it. We learn it only in that way, because if you only listen to it from someone else or read it in a book, you will never know and have a conviction about the adequacy of Christ in your life until you have to experience that. And so the Apostle Paul, knowing exactly what was happening, and as he looked at his own life and shared how God had worked in his life, what is he saying? He's saying, there is a power, there is a strength. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, once in a while, somebody will misinterpret that passage. There is a limitation on what you and I can do. That limitation is clearly defined in that passage when he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Where does the strength come from? It comes from the person of Christ, our relationship with Him. What is the limitation? Here's the limitation. God is not going to strengthen you and me to do anything that is not the will of the Father. So He's not going to empower us and strengthen us to do something it's not His will to do. And so what does He do? Whatever God calls you to do, if it's in your occupation, if He's called you to a certain occupation and a certain type of work that may be very difficult, if He's placed you there, He is going to enable you, strengthen you, and equip you to do every single thing required of you. God will enable you to do it. Now listen carefully. That's why running out on a difficult situation is never, never, never legitimate for the child of God. It is a confession to the world that our Savior is inadequate. Now let me qualify that by saying, I would never say that a person who's living in a situation where their life has been threatened by someone because of some kind of horrible physical abuse, that is a situation that is an exception. There may have to be an exception there. But I'm talking about difficulty, hardships, trials, tribulations. We don't like the way folks treat us. We don't like the way things happen. And sometimes here's a person, for example, in a job, and you've been working there a long time for the same company, and you get passed over in raise and promotion, and the job is given to someone else over here who's far less qualified, does not make as much money as you do, hasn't been there as long as you've been there, and they just pass over you, and you say, well, why should I hang in here? How do I have the strength and the power to be just as enthusiastic about my job when I am so ill-treated? If the gospel of Jesus Christ doesn't deal with where I have to live in a practical way, there's something wrong with the book. Shut the thing up and walk out. But it is the adequacy and the sufficiency of the person of Jesus Christ to endure hardship and to face difficulty and hardship and trials and criticism and rejection and all the rest. Listen, this is the living Christ. He's not a dead Savior in a tomb somewhere. We have a living Christ. And the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, adequate and sufficient 2,000 years ago, is the same adequate living Christ that is available to you and me to face any trial, situation, difficulty, hardship, persecution, and keep moving in our progress and in our growth in the Lord Jesus Christ.
God has provided a way for you to overcome the difficulties that life throws at you. And the way to overcome it is to rely on Jesus Christ. Charles Stanley reminded us that Christ is sufficient to handle any problem and will use those seasons of trouble or hardship to mature us and develop within us Christ-like character. Have you ever felt like the Bible was just too difficult to understand? Like it was just a lot of spiritual concepts that have no relevance to daily life? Well, that's not an uncommon viewpoint, but it's not an accurate one either. Once we begin to study God's Word, we find it to be completely applicable to every area of life, from business to finances to relationships to family. The Bible has something to say about every possible situation or circumstance. If you find it difficult to uncover those spiritual insights, then you'll be interested in our free monthly publication, The In Touch Magazine. The magazine features articles by Charles Stanley that teach you how to understand the Scripture and then apply them to your everyday life. In addition, you'll find a brief daily devotional feature that will help you focus your attention on Christ. For a free subscription, ask for The In Touch Magazine when you write. Our address is In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Once again, that's In Touch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Daily devotionals, helpful articles, and a replay of today's radio message on real audio are just a few of the resources you'll find when you visit our website at intouch.org. Why can some people endure hardship and benefit from it, while others are destroyed by it? Charles Stanley continues his helpful look at that question on tomorrow's edition of the broadcast. Learn more about how to move beyond ourselves when In Touch returns Tuesday. The teaching of Charles Stanley is touching lives with the Word of God and is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, USA.